I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You know what's funny about when it gets cold here? Because this is all anybody is talking about this morning.
Yep.
Every news show, every other. I'm actually, obviously, Before the Show starting a couple of minutes late today. I had to make a very important personal decision before I left.
I think you made the right one.
It was the can I make it and will there be? It's like, why is this, you know, why is this cycle in my body? Why is this happening now? This is not my normal time. Mm-hmm. What's happening right now? What am I doing? So I made a conscious decision. And I was like, and thank you, Kayla. I believe I made the right choice. As well. The risk to benefit ratio was way off.
Yeah.
Way off.
I want to take that risk.
Yeah. I was like, okay, we can start the Before the Show a couple of minutes late and everything will be fine. But it's so funny how everybody is talking about that it's in the 40s and all of that. And where the rest of the world, when the cold weather hits and everything, they've got to worry about, like in Denver, they've got snowstorms.
Yeah.
In the Midwest and back East, they're starting to, you know, they've got to deal with actual problems. Our schedule gets thrown off by, God, I'm going to have to grab a hoodie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For us, it's like, and even for me, I was going to grab a jacket today. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, well, you know, like last night at my house, the big discussion was, well, do we switch over from cool to heat? And of course, me being a guy. No, not yet.
No, just throw on an extra pair of woolly socks.
I said to my wife, I said, are you cold? She goes, takes a second. She thinks about it. She says, no, not really. it was like, okay. And then, so I walk out of the bedroom this morning and the heat's on. Well, what is this? We didn't switch over from heat to from cooling to heating. What is this? And oh, we're on auto. So there was no. And then, honestly, my dad's voice rang through my head. Well, you can't put it on auto. That costs more. You know what I mean?
Because it runs constantly.
Yeah, old school thinking. Well, that thing's just going to kick on whenever it wants.
Yeah.
Now, what are we made of money? What are you kidding me?
I don't make the switch. I just wait for the smell. And that's when I know my wife has kicked on the heat, the burning of the dust for the past 6 months. Mm-hmm. Then I'm... Okay, we've made the change.
It's comforting to me.
I actually really like it.
It is. The smell of burnt dust. Fall is here. Good, let's start playing Christmas music.
Can I tell you, I talked to my mom yesterday, and she's like, I'm like, yeah, we made the switch, and it's nice and chilly here now. And she goes, it's 92 in our hometown right now.
Oh, wow.
Sure. And I was like,
and
what?
Humid.
Exactly.
Humid.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, that's Florida.
The fall mosquitoes have hatched.
Exactly.
I threw my heater on this morning, though. I couldn't take what was going to happen when I got out of the shower. I take cold showers and still take them when it's cold outside.
Somehow
so I needed that heat.
Somehow that's not surprising to me. Little Jess got to rock a cold shower. Because,
it's good for your skin.
Well, and she's always, you know, when you're always kind of burning hot.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
you got me right.
I got you. I understand.
Got to keep the reactor core cool.
And then it's back to my childhood. And I know this joke's been made a million times, but the best jokes are only because they're true. When I grew up, I could never be Spider-Man. I always had to be Spider-Man with a freaking jacket. You know what I mean? No, Spider-Man's wearing a jacket this year. Mom! Just know, I have to bundle up for town scary.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Chet Buchanan Before the Show. The first ever edition of, I ain't doing that. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Everybody is outraged today. This thing is 7 years old, and I've realized that where everybody, a lot of times where everybody, and I think most people are like this, where everybody's outraged. You know, there's, this can't be. A lot of times I just shrug my shoulders and go, I ain't doing that. Okay. And I just go the other way. And that was kind of how I was raised, you know? Like, what are you mad at? Just nobody's making you do it. It's fine. But my goodness, the internet, as it will often do, has uncovered this gem from 2012, 7 years ago. But everybody's like, no, this can't be. We can't let this happen. Ladies and gentlemen, the Alphabet Song. Where we have become so sensitive to anybody who might be inconvenienced in any sort of way. The Alphabet Song for children who... Okay, sing. Will you sing the Alphabet Song starting at H?
H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. That L-M-N-O-P is too quick. Oh. It just, you know, it's too hard.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H-I-J-K-L-M-N. O-P-Q-R-S-T-U.
What the? I ain't doing that.
That's not the alphabet song.
See, look at the outrage. Look at the outrage. Look at what we have become as a society.
That's funny.
Look at the outrage. Look at Kayla. She's so mad at her sense of order. You know what I mean? Because Kayla likes things the way Kayla likes things. And I get it because I like things the way I like things.
Yeah.
And you can't do that, says Kayla. I want to speak to your manager.
I just picture myself going to like my niece's whatever school something, a school assembly or whatever to watch them. And they start to sing the alphabet song. And I'm like, H-I-J-K.
Yes, because you would be the one that would sing along.
You know what? In your head, you would sing along too,
Jed. Oh, sure. Oh, no, in my head.
That's the whole thing. And so I'm singing along.
Yes, but you would be singing along outwardly and dancing like you are right now.
Can't help it. It's just
understood. No, I understand. I'm just saying it's a statement of fact.
That's all true. It's about time that L, M, N, O, and P get their proper respect.
Yep.
Lumped together.
I want Bernie Sanders to take that one out. It is time for Medicare for all, health care for everyone, free college, and we've got to change the damn alphabet song.
Children all over the country think one letter's L-M-N-O-P. It's actually five different letters.
It would make my decision. Yeah. What is an element? I don't know what an element is. And that has been, this element has to go. In a purely non-political sense, just honestly, if Bernie Sanders took up that fight, I'd vote.
Yeah,
that would
right?
be it. Yeah. I would go, you know what? You're standing out in a different way. I like it. It's just crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jed Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
2 days until Halloween. 2 days until the Golden Knights are back in action.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wonder how that's going to affect. I mean, I get it that there's only, I mean, T-Mobile only holds so much. It only holds, what, 18,000?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
A little bit over that.
But for some reason, I feel like the fact that there's a Golden Knights game on Halloween night, that's somehow going to throw the whole trick-or-treating thing out of whack.
I do, too. My friends throw a massive Halloween, like, people just come over and they hand out candy because their neighborhood is very popular.
Yes, it's called trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Yes, people come over, candy gets handed out.
But all the people that come to this gathering on Halloween, they all hire season ticket holders. So I'm like, is that not happening again this year? I haven't asked anyone. I just assume we were all going.
So they get together and the adults are all together in a central house.
Yeah.
And then they all party while they hand out candy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I got you.
What you're going to see Halloween night is at 5 o'clock, dads rushing their children literally in a full sprint house to house. Let's get the trick-or-treating done. We got to go. I got to get to T-Mobile. I got to find a parking space. Let's go. I've got to be done by 6. Let's go.
I was politely corrected yesterday and I was grateful for it. Town Scary goes until 8. I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought I went till 7.
Well, I mean, let's not say I'm self-indulgent or anything, but yeah, we're done at 7. So the last costume contest is at 6:30. We're done at 7. I thought it was done.
All right.
Quite honestly, after the last costume contest, everybody kind of scatters anyway.
Yeah.
So I didn't know.
Actually, yeah. Town Scary would be the perfect solution for parents that still want to go to the game with their kids. Come to Town Scary, man, and get all the candy and everything, and then go to the game because it's right down the street.
Leave your kids at the Skechers store and just
no,
go.
No.
Well, you know how this goes every time, too, that there's always the one parent who gets to take the kids around after a while, and then the other parent posts up at Yard House.
Smart parent.
That's exactly what happens.
Seriously, that outside patio is always slammed. It's there's a fire code issue. It's like there's a lot of people in a small space. Well, not a small space, but in a limited space.
Yeah.
And it's, Town Scare, I don't know why. I'm super stoked for it. I don't know.
It's fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. And we will be right there in the middle by Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. We'll have the stage, the tiny stage set up where I did ask for a bigger stage this year. I don't know if I was heard.
I hope so.
I don't know if I... Yeah, because we try and cram. Okay, here's what happens. So it's Lil Jess's first Town Scary. So what happens is we do these costume contests with 10 kids. The idea being 10 kids up there in costumes. The families always enter as a family, and it's these giant costumes, and there's 9 kids, and we're the, we're the Broadway cast of The Lion King. Who are all of you, who are all of you people that are up here? Oh, we're the cast of Hamilton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, there's like 20 people up on stage.
Right?
And it's like, wait, are you all one entry for real? And it's like, yes. And it's like, oh God. And you're dealing with parents.
Yeah.
And you're dealing with parents of very young children.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's the tension is way too high for what this is. And I don't know why I find it so amusing, but I do. And guess what? I'm the lightning rod for it. I'm the one who's getting yelled at. Well, they'll go to yell at Spence, and then Spence will point to me.
Yeah.
He'll go, oh, yeah. It's the Chet Buchanan show. That's Chet Buchanan. So, go over and talk to him.
Pretty simple.
Then they come over and they go, are you the manager? No, I'm not the manager.
No,
I'm not. No, Karen. Thank you. But are you John and K plus 8? I'm not in costume. Oh. sorry. But no, Town Scary will be fun on Thursday. It'll be cold. Bundle up. It's cold today. You thought it was chilly yesterday. It's colder today.
Dang.
So if you didn't wear a coat yesterday, you've learned your lesson. Unless you're like me and you haven't. Idiot. You know what I mean? So make sure you put a coat on and get ready to go.
All right.
Anything else?
No.
I feel like we're kind of covered.
Yeah.
It seems like a very smooth day. We are bringing back. Yesterday we told a story and it turned out to be a really cool thing. There was a Halloween urban legend that is going around. We believe it's an urban legend. I researched this pretty hard yesterday. I can't find an actual story. Yeah, I couldn't find an actual story of where a parent used their kid as bait to get into somebody's house and then use the bathroom and then steal all the prescription meds.
Yeah.
So I believe it's urban legend, but we told the story and everybody really liked it when we told the story. So we will be bringing it back today just before Spence's challenge, Scary Story Theater.
All right.
Just in time. For Halloween.
Perfect.
I'd love to say that I wrote the stories myself. No, I stole someone else's work. But you know what? Whatever you got to do to get it done.
Right.
That's what we're doing. Shall we begin?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
This one isn't hard, but I need, there's, you can easily get off track on this question. What? It was funny yesterday in our post-show meeting. What is your shame food? And immediately Caleb blurts out, mashed potatoes!
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Just immediately was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes, and I understand.
Uh-huh.
Like yesterday, all the leftover pizza from watching football on Sunday.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was gone by 2 o'clock. Sucks. I'm not proud of it. But this is different. What is your shame food? Everybody has a food that you'll be out and maybe it's been a tough day or maybe you were involved in an activity and you skipped dinner and you were like, well, I'm just not going to eat, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you swing through on the way home. You get the food. You consume the food. You're not supposed to have the food, but you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hide the evidence before your significant other can see. I am, well, I guess semi-notorious because I don't know how much my wife really does know or care, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I, coming home from hosting an event, it's hard for me to not stop and get fast food. It's really hard. And, you know, and so it's like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
What are you doing eating, you know, what are you doing eating a spicy chicken sandwich and having the extra large Coke at 10 o'clock at night?
But you're just hungry enough. We're like, you're not hungry, but you're like, I really could just use something.
Exactly. I don't even know that I'm that hungry. I'm just weak.
Yeah.
I'm diminished and I can't. So if I had to say, if I drive by a Wendy's, I can't, I'm weak.
Wendy's, interesting.
Wendy's or Roberto's.
Oh, I knew you were a Roberto's guy because you admitted before that you're like, man, those tacos, I could just devour tacos.
I don't have the patience at that point to sit in line. I don't have the patience to sit in line at In-N-Out.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Because that line, even up to 1 o'clock, is 6, 7, 8 cars deep.
I will cram McDonald's down my neck, and it's not pretty.
McDonald's fries, a large fry, and a large Diet Coke. One of my guilty pleasures in life. But that's not a shame food for me. There is one particular shame food for me that, like, I can't eat it anytime. I can't eat it after 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and I have to destroy it when I get home, or else my boyfriend would judge the heck out of me.
Sarah says, my husband will stash the Girl Scout cookies box. So this has layers.
Yeah.
So so I guess even at home it does work. It's your shame food. You hide the evidence of what you were eating. You hide the evidence so that your significant other or no one will know. So you think.
Okay.
702-364-9898. 21 Pilots tickets could be yours. Tickets to go see Terminator Dark Fate. Those fires in L.A., they had to cancel the premiere last night.
Awful.
Because Schwarzenegger got forced out of his home.
Crazy.
So they canceled Terminator Dark Fate last night, the big premiere, and donated all the food to first responders and families that had been displaced.
That's pretty good.
SEMA Ignited, this is a big party. It's November 8th at the Convention Center. It's the official SEMA show after party. This is a big deal. It's very underrated, I think. We have 4 free tickets to that. Also, tickets to check out Happy Place at Mandalay Bay. I can't explain it. This massive pop-up experience is filled with larger-than-life-size installations, multi-sensory immersive rooms, and dozens of moments curated to capture your happy. And if you ask anybody, why would you go? It just makes you happy.
Yeah.
Don't question it. It just does. And it's worth it. All of that for free could be yours right now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, I really was thinking about this like you're sneaking it in the car, but a lot of people are just, you've got shame food in the house. Sarah says, I feel like you've completely exposed me and you're looking into my soul. I steal my husband's favorite Girl Scout cookies all the time and have to put the box in the garbage in the garage.
I love chili cheese fries from Steak and Shake, and they opened a new one on St. Rose a year ago, and so I'll go by there, but it has to be before 12 o'clock, and then I get home and I devour it, and then I hide it at the bottom of the trash can in the garage and bury things over top of it.
This is way more spectacular than I thought. Lindt chocolate bars, L-I-N-D-T, the sea salt and dark chocolate. They live in my home office, desk drawer, safe from the dog, and safe from my lady. I love it when guys say my lady.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why that it makes you sound like you're awkward. My lady. This is my lady. I do it when I eat the last of something or his leftovers. Like, if he doesn't see the empty container, maybe he'll just forget it existed.
That's funny.
That's normal. Yeah, everybody's tight. And if I had a dollar for every time I buried a McDonald's bag in our trash, I'd have enough to buy the entire damn dollar menu a dozen times. Wow.
That's great.
This is fun. 702-364-9898. Geraldo, what is your shame food that you have to hide that you've eaten it?
Mine's flan. Anytime, any day of the week, that's a guarantee. I can't say no.
Do you make your own? Yeah, but do you have to hide that you're eating it?
Well, usually my girl makes it and stuff, and she'll make enough where I can sneak one into the room. She don't know it's gone. Hopefully not.
Right. And can you make it in the little foil tins where you can throw those away, or do you have to wash a dish to hide the evidence?
No, I have to wash the dish. That's what the hard part.
Now you know you got a problem. Honestly, you know you got a problem. If you're washing the dish and putting it back, even though I could still get caught. Wait, there were three bowls. Now there are four clean bowls in the cupboard.
Right. And typically never washes dishes to begin with.
Yeah, right? What are you doing washing the dish? Deanna G. in Henderson, what is your shame food that you have to hide that you've eaten it?
Beefaroni.
Straight out of the can, or do you heat it up first?
No, I heat it up, but it's the kids. I just kind of take it every now and then.
Beefaroni's good, man.
But you have to hide from the kids that you ate their beefaroni?
I have to hide it from the adults that I know. They make fun of me for eating beefaroni.
Yeah, because pretty much you can't legally eat beefaroni after the age of 12. That's like a law.
I need to change that law. Health care for all, and adults can eat beefaroni. That's awesome. Do you hide the empty beefaroni container in the trash?
Well, I put the napkin over it, just in case.
That's hiding. That's hiding. If you're whatever way you're concealing, that's hiding it. Deanna W. from Summerlin, what is it that your shame food is that you don't want anybody to know you're eating?
It's Chick-fil-A, Chet. I'm in the drive-thru right now.
Very nicely done. And so you consume it in the car. You make sure you throw the trash away somewhere else. And
exactly.
No one has to be the wiser.
Right. And then when my boyfriend says, let's go meet for lunch, and he says Chick-fil-A, I'm like, sure, no problem.
Yeah, great.
Fourth time this week.
When people go, my wife will do that sometimes. Well, we had Mexican earlier, or we had Mexican yesterday. I'm like, uh-huh. I want Mexican today, too.
What is that, by the way? What? I don't understand it. I'm like, I could eat tacos every single day. Yeah. And my boyfriend's like, well, we had tacos on Sunday. I go, yeah, and what's your point
on
exactly?
Sunday? It's Thursday now. I can have tacos again. Somehow, I think that's just, you get that drilled into you at a young age.
When you're a kid, you don't have fish sticks at school in a cafeteria but once a week, man.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know. Billy, downtown, what is it? What's your shame food that you don't want anybody to know that you're eating?
Donuts. I'll grab a apple fritter and a custard at the 7-Eleven, and I'll sit there and play nickels till I eat it, and then I go home.
Good morning.
Wait until you hear what's next on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Thinking about doing a good feeling story of the day next.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Bud Light has tracked down this guy named Jeff Adams. He's the guy who was, the more you watch this, he actually, and I haven't heard this confirmed, but, he took a home run ball to the chest rather than set down his beers.
The other night.
It really looks to me like he was actually trying to catch the ball between his arm and his chest.
Right.
It really does look like he was trying to catch it like that. By the way, you do that, and that's Sports Center number one for the rest of your life. My God. That's amazing. However, I'm already kind of blown. Bud Light found him, and they're sending him to the World Series. That's your good feeling story of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Well, honestly, I'm looking at it and I'm going, well, what more to the story is there than this?
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed, or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app, just search Chet Buchanan.
2 days out from Halloween and town scary. A town square. You want to do it. Go ahead.
That's not very good.
That's not very good either.
No, that didn't get any better.
Do it again. Maybe you know what? Well, hold on. Maybe you don't
it really does sound good in my head.
Does it? Do you sound like you're nailing it?
Oh, that's
you feel like you're nailing it?
I can't do witch laughs, so that's my go-to, and I just...
That sounds like the cheapest...
Can you do it?
Vampire late night movie vampire guy. Maybe you're not properly motivated. Here, try this music. Yep, nope, didn't help. Which, by the way,
wow.
Thank you very much for the setup. Thank you very okay. much for the setup. Scary Story Theater coming up in just a little bit, right before Spence's Challenge, where we will be asking Spence, Lil Jess, and, of course, Kayla to provide the sound effects.
Oh, okay.
I love that.
But mostly Kayla, because Kayla sucks at sound effects. But and quite honestly, I was going to have it be only Kayla, because Kayla sucks at sound effects. But I wanted to be inclusive.
Yeah, I
so I wanted to keep everybody okay. involved. I didn't want Spence to go, well, wait a minute. I
just stand over here. I'll over here.
I can suck at sound effects. you know. But, no. I feel really good, like I'm going to bring out the best and worst in all of us.
All right.
In this.
Okay.
Because we had so much fun telling the Halloween story yesterday, and I kind of wanted another bite of the apple. So we'll do that in a little bit. But first, Halloween fact or full of it? Daddy Longlegs. What's that in this music?
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Is that somebody trying to get out? Is that what that is?
By the way, if you're trying to get out, you don't want to do it with the rhythm of the song. They're just going to think it's part of the song.
Daddy Longlegs have the most potent venom in the world. The Daddy Longlegs. How often do you see? I see a Daddy Longlegs more than I see just about anything else.
Yeah.
A Daddy Longlegs, most potent venom in the world. It's just their fangs are too short to pierce human skin. That's why it's not a big deal. Fact or full of it? Spence.
Full of it.
Kayla.
I'll just say fact.
Lil Jess.
Full of it.
It is full of it.
Okay.
Full of it.
Harmless.
One for Lil Jess, one for Spence. The venom of black widows and other spiders, much more potent. Daddy Longlegs can bite humans, but we don't care. The Mythbusters attacked that whole thing about 15 years ago.
No kidding.
Yeah. So wait, so Spence.
And Lil Jess on the board.
One. Are you keeping score?
Yep, I got it.
Okay. When is she never in a
double math
not
major?
Keeping score?
Head of mathematics and finance.
Put a little check marks next to her name.
And she likes charts.
Yeah.
She likes charts and graphs. The state that grows the most pumpkins is Illinois. Fact or full of it? Lil Jess.
I'm going to go fact.
And Spence?
I'll agree.
Kayla, do you go with it or do you go the other way?
I will zig while everyone else zags. I will say fact. Full of it. One to say fact, but then I'm like.
The state that grows the most pumpkins grows twice as many pumpkins as any other state. Five states grow 40% of the pumpkins that are sold in the United States. California, believe it or not, Texas, Indiana, Pennsylvania, but Illinois grows twice as many pumpkins as any other state. Two for Spence, two for Lil Jess, none for Kayla.
Showing off that Halloween knowledge, girl.
I know, right?
According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, a ghoul is a, quote, ugly or grotesque sprite that is usually mischievous, not mischievous. I hate it when people say mischievous. It's usually mischievous and sometimes evil. Is that the definition of a ghoul? Fact or full of it? Spence?
Full of it.
Lil Jess?
Full of it.
Are you just going to do everything Spence does?
No, we just okay, happen no, just, to, I'm, when I'm, it comes I'm, to fact just, and full of it, we I'm, happen to be on the same
way. It's not a bad train to get on. I'm just saying. I was just asking.
No, that's not what I'm doing.
Fair enough.
Copycat.
Kayla, what are you going to do? See, now, but now you put the pressure on Kayla again, and I love that.
Facts.
Yeah, I see what's going on. You're smart. You're smart. That's actually the definition of a goblin.
I knew it.
A ghoul is, quote, legendary evil being that robs graves and feeds on corpses.
I just think of Lil Wayne in that line, a ghoul or a goblin.
We'll switch it up. We'll let you go first this time, kid.
Okay.
Candy corn, first sold over 100 years ago. It was originally called chicken feed. Candy corn, first sold over 100 years ago, originally called chicken feed. Fact or full of it, Kayla?
I will say fact.
Full of fact.
I will say fact.
Chock full of fact.
Chock full of fact.
I'll say fact.
Fact, says Kayla. Spence.
It is a fact.
Lil Jess.
I'm going to go with Kayla. It's a fact.
And Spence again, copycat.
Candy corn went on sale in the 1880s and was originally called chicken feed.
Woo!
Yeah, everybody gets one, though. It didn't really
help.
Well,
I mean, I'm on the board, finally.
You are on the board.
Give your girl a credit there.
Okay, we'll make this last one worth 5 points.
Awesome.
The last one's worth 5 points. For the win, because what's the score now?
It is Spence and Lil Jess tied at 4. I have 1.
Yeah, we'll make this worth 5. Vampire bats do not actually suck blood. They lap it up like a cat. Kayla, do you want to go first or last? I'll give you the option.
I want to go last.
You want to go last? Yeah. Are you sure?
I want to go last because you know Lil Jess is just going to say whatever Spence says, and so I got to zag. Yeah.
Oh, so basically you're going to let them. No, I get it. No, and by the way, she should. Oh, although you don't want
to. I'll go first.
Do you want to tie or do you want to win? Lil Jess, factor full of it.
Full of it.
Vampire bats do not actually suck blood. They lap it up like a cat. Lil Jess says full of it. Spence says.
F-A-C-T, fact, Chet.
Ooh.
Oh, he does sound certain,
I automatically lose.
He?
I automatically lose no matter what.
Well,
so.
Yeah, we kind of knew that was going to happen.
Good job.
I will say full of facts right there.
Fact?
I'll say fact.
Vampire bats do not actually suck blood. They lap it up like a cat. Vampire bats bite you, then let the blood trickle out so they can lap it up like a cat. Kayla got one. Spence is our winner. Yep. So 9 for Spence.
9.
Oh, what's the final score?
9 for Spence, 6 for Kayla, and 4 for Lil Jess.
Solid second play.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. 90.5.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Somebody said Kayla doing sound for trying to do her scary laugh for Halloween. Here, just to once again. Jay Stu, our boy Jay Stu, says that it sounds like Santa Claus trying to do Dracula.
Coming up in moments on the Chet Buchanan Show.
So with that in mind. Scary story. Theater. I'll be the narrator. Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess will be providing sound effects. Give me a random item for Kayla to do. And here's why. This will all make sense. Why are you having Kayla do the sound? Why can't Kayla be the narrator? Well, this is why. Spence, a random item that Kayla can do sound effects for.
A creaky pirate ship.
Creaky pirate ship. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Kayla, a car driving down the street that backfires.
Oh, God.
Is it an electric car? Does it not have an engine?
It was driving down the road and then it backfired. Isn't that a backfire? God.
It's very quiet, though.
I got to be honest, Chet. I want to back out of the sound effects part. She's
Kayla's
got this covered, right? Am
yeah.
I right, Jess?
Yes,
Jess,
you
I
are.
I mean, I want to play and participate, but. That's just ridiculous.
It's worth it, right?
It's totally worth it.
Okay, so I'll be the narrator. Kayla will do the sound effects. We'll do that next. Hang on.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, with Halloween just 2 days away, it's time. Or scary story theater.
Whoa! Oh,
not yet.
Too early.
Well, this is why Kayla's going to be doing the sound effects for the story.
Because they're just that bad.
So everything that is highlighted is yours. No matter whose name is on it, it's all you.
Okay.
Mommy told me never to go into the basement. But I wanted to see what was making that noise. It kind of sounded like a puppy. Do you want another shot at that? That's your puppy sound?
I don't know what a puppy... Me! Is that a puppy? What is a puppy sound? Give me a puppy sound.
Well, you're the one doing the... Whoa. She's the one doing the sound effects.
She asked what it sounds like.
I understand.
Okay,
sometimes you got to let them swim.
I'll sit down over here.
Like you've had a puppy before.
Couldn't remember.
Mommy told me never to go into the basement. But I wanted to see what was making that noise. It kind of sounded like a puppy. And I wanted to see the puppy. So I opened the basement door. And tiptoed down the stairs. Listen, are you letting her do this? Are you in this area? Are you
I got confused when the car skidded to a stop, but it was supposed to be a door. I'm sorry, I'll back up.
I know you're caught up in it, but I offered you the chance.
You did. You're right.
You decided to decline. No, Kayla's like...
No.
Kayla's sharing her script.
All right.
You're right. I'm sorry. My bad. Do not let me get away in this comedy. Because it's good.
I'm looking ahead at all these sound effects. They're horrible.
As tempting as it may be.
I know. I'll do better.
All right, start over. Okay. Mommy told me never to go into the basement. But I wanted to see what was making that noise. It kind of sounded like a puppy. And I wanted to see the puppy. So I opened the basement door. As a car screeched to the stop outside. Right. Yep, same sound.
Okay.
And I tiptoed down the stairs. I didn't see a puppy. And then Mommy yanked me out of the basement and yelled at me.
Oh, get out of the basement! Get out of the car!
Mommy never yelled at me before, and it made me kind of sad, and I cried. Then Mommy told me never to go into the basement again, and she gave me a cookie. Is this kid the Cookie Monster? Is that what?
That's the only thing you can think of.
By the way, I don't know if you noticed, there's no sound effect.
I just really felt like the cookie needed the sound. Yeah.
So I'm sorry. Mommy told me never to go into the basement again and gave me a cookie.
Man, kid. Chew the thing before you swallow it.
Slow down.
What are you doing?
You're going to lose a finger. Your own. The cookie made me feel better. So I didn't ask why the boy in the basement was making noises like a puppy or why he had no hands or feet.
Whoa!
And scene. Ta-da! Yay!
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Spencer's Challenge, Spencer's Challenge, Spencer's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spencer's Challenge, yeah.
All right, little Jess, who stands in the way of Spence and win number 800?
That is Andrew Scrivo from the Northwest.
Yes, a voice from his past coming back to haunt him. Hello, Mr. Scrivo.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well. It would seem like the day that you should finally vanquish your foe would be one of the greater days of his life.
That's the plan.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. How many times have you played before?
Oh, once or twice.
Yeah.
Plus seven.
Really? I was going to say, I remember you more than once or twice. So, Spence goes for win number 800 today. 5 questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture rip from the headlines. As you well know, we do not say pass on this show. Just for fun, we say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
And will you be cootering today, sir?
today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
No, sir, not you. Why would you?
I went with the start.
30 seconds on the clock. Time will start. Was there a question? What do we?
Oh, doing? I couldn't remember. Is it Northwest or Southwest? Spence uses
he's
for his
from
reference.
The Northwest. Okay. Yes. 30 seconds on the clock. You're just trying to disrupt the timing of
I
all
know.
Of it, aren't you?
I apologize.
He's trying to get everybody off their game. Honestly, she was screwing with him. He's like, Kayla, I'm studying. Last second study. She's like, no, but what do you call it? It's like when you don't use any weights, you just do...
use your body weight against you.
Yeah, use your body weight against you. What do you call it? And I'm like, plyometrics? He goes, shut up. I'm asking Spence. It was awesome. I'm like, oh, I see what's happening. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Mr. Scrivo, which retailer has sparked panic and confusion in the dish soap aisle, saying that there is a shortage?
Dial.
For the first time ever, an American-made blank was named the world's best.
Car.
Google's owner, Alphabet, has made an offer to buy which well-known tech product?
TikTok.
Who did Ellen kiss on the lips on her show yesterday?
Aniston, Jennifer.
A wellness influencer is under fire for telling her Insta followers that what causes weight gain? We'll give you 3 seconds.
Water.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
I am under the impression that Mr. Scrivo is not pleased with his performance. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out which...
I know
it
is.
Let me see.
I think it's number 3.
There's a question as to which... Yeah, I don't know either. I think maybe...
I just wrote that down, and I'm like, I don't know, Jensen.
There was a question on one of the answers, and so Kayla writes them down as well. And then if Lil Jess isn't sure, then Kayla shows Lil Jess, and they try to come to a consensus. And there was just, honestly, here's the audio equivalent of how this ended. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's what it is either.
I'll find out, won't we?
Well, for the record, it's not right.
Okay.
Definitely sounded like what
right?
he said.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll figure it out.
A lot of stuff going on over here.
Did you ever figure out what the body weight exercise, what do they call that?
I didn't. Look. There is a name for it, though.
Gotcha.
And by the way, to add to the tension, our engineers have put up a random... Yeah, we can video that, right? It'll come back on again at some point. They put up some warning light over on the opposite side of the room behind Spence and Kayla, but right in my full view. They put this warning light up, but no one knows what it is.
It showed up in the last 24 hours. We have no idea what it's
for. It could be a carbon monoxide warning. We could all pass out in the next 30 seconds.
Oh, my God.
It could be the building could be
on fire.
There's
a gas leak.
I don't know. Yeah, there could be anything. It's just a light. It's a random freaking light.
Why? Why wouldn't you just tell somebody?
I don't know.
Okay, now that we have Spence good and distracted, here we go. Win number 800. Here we go. Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Come back over here.
All right.
I'm recording it.
I'm just trying to film the light.
I want to film the light.
Get over here.
Get
over here, too.
I'm right here.
I don't worry about his distraction. You get distracted. Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready, Chuck.
Okay. Jess, you ready?
I've been ready.
Okay. Born ready. I stay ready so I don't have to get ready. That's what Snoop Dogg taught me.
That's right.
Mr. Spence.
Yes, Chuck.
Which retailer has sparked panic and confusion in the dish soap aisle, saying that there is a shortage?
Walmart.
For the first time ever, an American-made blank was named the world's best.
Whiskey.
A Google's owner, Alphabet, has made an offer to buy which well-known tech product?
It's Fitbit.
Who did Ellen kiss on the lips on her show yesterday?
Jennifer Aniston.
A wellness influencer is under fire for telling her Insta followers that what causes weight gain?
Kombucha.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Win number 800, not so fast. I'm not sure. Well, it's closer than I thought. which retailer has sparked panic and confusion in the dish soap aisle, saying that there is a shortage. By the way, that's an actual quote of the headline. Many times I just rework the headline
yes.
to keep it fair. Andrew said,
Dial.
And I'm looking. We're looking for the retailer. Spence said,
Walmart.
And literally the headline said, Walmart has sparked panic and confusion in the dish soap aisle. I was like, well, I'm interested.
All right.
And apparently, there is some sort of shortage.
Wow.
Dawn didn't make enough.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird. And then people are like, is this real? Or is this trying to sell more dish soap? Walmart's like, no, really, we don't have...
Like most people, I got enough. I'll be fine.
I bought like a giant container when I first moved to my house, and I haven't run out yet.
Probably good for the next 90 days or so.
Yeah.
At least.
Uh-huh.
For the first time ever. By the way, one zip Spence on the road to 800. I wish I had the CBS college basketball. Da, 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 da. On the road to 800. Da, 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 da. For the first time ever. An American-made blank was named the world's best. Mr. Scrivo said...
Car.
And Spence said...
Whiskey.
Cheese.
Ah.
Cheese.
Almost said cheese.
An American-made cheese was named the world's best for the first time ever.
Kraft.
Yeah, I don't know any more about it than that. It just looked... There was like... Parts of it were green, and I was like, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Still one zip, Spence. Google's owner... Alphabet has made an offer to buy which well-known tech product? Mr. Scrivo said...
Tic Tac.
Is that what you said?
Tic Tac.
Oh, Tic Tac.
Oh, Tic Tac.
Tic Tac.
Oh, no. Brilliant. Wrong, but brilliant. Spence said...
Fitbit.
Fitbit.
Yeah.
Booyah! Booyah! That might have been what you needed. I love this. Yeah. And you're more disgusted as this goes along. Who did Ellen kiss on the lips on her show yesterday? Mr. Scrivo said
Aniston, Jennifer.
I figured you would appreciate that.
Oh, he did that.
And he was so annoyed with the question. He was like, he couldn't believe I was asking.
What a great way to respond.
He just sighed. He said,
"Job, Scrivo."
Aniston, Jennifer, like, please don't underestimate my intelligence. And Spencer.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, that's one, two, and
not
three.
Not as creative.
Wellness influencer is under fire for telling her Insta followers that what causes weight gain? Andrew said.
Water.
Yeah, he was mad at that question, too. And Spence said.
Kombucha.
Kombucha.
I just like to say, I don't know what it is.
No, this, she was on there saying that that using shampoo messes with your hormones and your ability to lose weight. There are those who dispute her findings.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you doing? Doesn't matter. Closer than most days. However, Spence for one, and two, and three, and win number 800. I promised him he could have the ta-da. Win number 800.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Win number 800.
Woo! Woo!
Well,
ta-da!
Wait, what happened? Oh, there it is. All right, good. However, for you, Mr. Scrivo, I'm sad to say.
So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Hey, Scrivo, Eric Ripplinger lost win number 400, Alicia Silva 500, Gavin McPheel 600, Darcy Caros 700, and now you. Number 800, Scrivo, you have been dismissed.
I appreciate it.
Have a great day. Yeah, you're fun. Thanks so much for playing. We'll see you. I like him.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
I like him. He's got a little edge to him. I like it. Aniston, Jennifer. It was great. It was really one of the more well-delivered answers ever in Spence's challenge history, which now includes 800 wins for Spence. Win number 800.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
And, of course, with Spence corralling win number 800, that means we got a winner. Little Jess, who is it?
That is Brittany Sword from the Northwest.
Brittany, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good today because you got 21 Pilots tickets.
Yes.
So do you normally go to work this time every day?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So Halloween, are you wearing a costume? There's a reason for this line of questioning. Are you wearing a costume to work on Thursday?
I might wear a wig or something.
You want a wig or something?
Oh, well, like a wig. Because I was thinking, because you could go to this 21 Pilots show and just get wrecked on Wednesday night. and then you can cover it all up with a Halloween costume on Thursday and nobody will be the wiser.
Right? That's a good idea. I think that's what I'll do.
You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, well, what are you? And I'd be like, I'm a half asleep witch. You know what I mean? And nobody will question you.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah. Why do you smell like booze? That's part of the costume.
I'm a narcoleptic. That's what I am.
Yeah. No, I love all of this. So have fun at 21 Pilots tomorrow night. And even with all of this going on, might not be the best part.
Wait, are you telling me Kayla has a joke?
Okay. Can we please just a round of applause? Because that was about as well delivered as that's ever going to be. Right.
Good job, Brittany.
That's about as well done as that's ever going to be, Brittany. And we salute you for it. Yes.
Thank you.
In fact, Kayla does have a joke.
So where did the college-aged vampire like to shop?
I know.
Halloween theme.
All Halloween themes.
I don't know.
Where did the college... Where did the college age vampire like to shop? Blah.
Forever 21.
it's because they don't age. Okay, I got it. Chet Buchanan
Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Being a P1 has its privileges. Go to Taco Bell today between 2 and 6. And if you tell them how much you love the Chet Buchanan Show, they'll give you a Doritos Locos Taco. It's true.
It's very true. Yes. They will give you a free...
Actually, if...
Well, they're...
If it's because the guy stole a base in the World Series.
Well, that too, but don't get too carried away with that. Just go tell them how much you love the Chet Buchanan Show between 2 and 6 today. And yeah, I'll give you a taco.
I love that. That's funny.
Well, don't let the facts get in the way of it.
No,
yeah,
of course.
It's
not.
It's great.
No. I thought it was really nice that they would do that.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
That's nationally, across the country. Uh-huh. Anywhere you go.
Oh, sure. Any taco.
Yeah, sure.
No, it doesn't matter.
Just tell them.
Sure. Love the Chet Buchanan Show. And you know, no matter what they say back to you, just continue on. Just keep telling them.
No, give me my free taco.
Just keep telling them. Scary Story Theater. Oh, and one more thing that you might want to consider before handing out full-size candy. It's coming up in about 10 minutes. Kayla, you ready with sound effects?
I am ready. Sorry,
Oh, so everything is the sound
effect. Everything's got something to
okay.
it. It's Halloween.
Okay. And you're the sound effects person.
Yeah.
I think I gave her too long to look at the
now she's preparing, right.
Yeah, but that's also funny with Kayla because she'll get herself so worked up about it.
Her evil laugh has turned into like a British aristocrat, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's just some fat dude.
With a monocle and a top hat.
Exactly.
All right, we got to go. I went out with a friend last night. We went to a concert.
That's my rock. That's the guitar and a rock band.
Why are you holding your breasts?
That's the guitar. I'm not holding my breasts. I'm doing the guitar. Your air guitar.
That's air guitar?
Yeah. That's not how you play the guitar, Kayla.
Okay, so we went to a concert. We went to... And then we went dancing.
Oh. Do, 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 do.
Did you go to a jazz club for dancing?
Apparently.
She was playing the stand-up bass just for anybody who needs.
And how cool is it that she can play the guitar and the bass?
Wait, so we went to a concert? And wow. And we went dancing.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
When was the last time you were in a club?
Oh, my God. It's been a hot second.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
At the bar, I realized my phone wasn't in my pocket. I asked the drunk girl next to me if she'd seen it.
Get away from me. I don't even know you.
I went to the bathroom.
Flush.
It's a toilet on Nickelodeon that actually talks. So I went to the bathroom.
Flush.
No luck. So I used my friend's phone to call my phone.
Ring, 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 ring.
Apparently the story is set in 1971.
Yeah, because no one's had a phone like that.
After two rings, someone answered and gave out a low, raspy giggle and hung up. They didn't answer again. I eventually gave it up as a lost cause and headed home. I found my phone laying on my nightstand right where I left it. And scene.
Yes.
Scary
Yay.
Story Theater. Nicely done.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
25 minutes out from the first big fat bribe code word of the day. You could use an extra $1,000. I know this.
Yes.
You have trick or treat candy to pay for. Yeah, so, yeah. $1,000 for the price of a text. I think that's a
real.
That's a good trade. I'm not trying to be, I know it sounds, because we just did the thing about the Alphabet song a second ago and how people are outraged. I find it just amusing on a variety of levels. A, that somebody felt we needed to do something about this. The Elemento, it's too fast. It's the Elemento, I can't, We need to slow it down. We need to change the song. It needs to be changed. It's 2000, by the way, they did that back in 2012.
That's crazy.
And now the internet's going crazy. There's also another discussion, so I'm not trying to be all... like all negative all the time. But I love this. There's a discussion on Reddit. People are coming up with things that seem to only, really, their only purpose in life is to make people angry. So what I'd like to do is play some nice, soft, soothing music. Just to balance it out.
Mm-hmm.
Scale of 1 to 10. How annoying is this? And let's try and do it in, you know, a minute and a half. There's 10 of them. Scale of 1 to 10, how much does it annoy you? Recipe websites that have long personal stories and essays before they finally get to the recipe. Or forget about that, just in anything on the internet where you click to get one thing and you get an entirely different thing before you get to what you actually clicked there for. 8.5.
Yeah, I'll go 8.
Solid 9, yeah.
I'm going to go 10.
Yeah, all right.
So irritating, right?
Itchy. Yeah.
We don't have time for discussion. Itchy tags on clothing. Had that yesterday. 9.75.
8.
6.
I'm experiencing it now. A 10.
This is what I'm saying. Pop-up ads in general, but specifically the ones that cover your entire screen. Oof. 7. I understand they have a purpose.
Yeah. 7 as well.
When they continue, so 8 if they continue.
10.
I'm learning a lot right now. This all makes sense now. Plastic packaging that's impossible to open and hurts your hands when you cut it with scissors, then try to tear it open. That's a solid 9. You want me to use it, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about music beds that just cut off?
10.
Yeah, 10.
4 for me.
The plastic packaging?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all. It just makes me feel like it's very secure and I can eat it now when I get it open.
You do like that.
Yeah,
but usually the plastic packaging like that isn't on anything edible.
No, it's usually toys or tools or stuff like that.
It still makes you feel very secure with it, so I'm cool.
Fair enough.
10.
Serious. I get it.
Did so you make serious. This list?
Long receipts from a retailer. Like too much receipt. Too much receipt.
Talking about you, CVS. 10.
Solid 6.5, but could grow.
You buy a pack of gum and it's 6 feet long.
Oh, my God. It's 6 foot long thing.
Ridiculous.
Okay. Two. And by the way, it says long CVS receipts. I wasn't going to call somebody.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
It is them.
Somebody had to open the door. It might as well be you.
Thank you.
Two, I like coupons, so I'll cut them out.
I was going to say, if the receipt comes with a ton of coupons, then I'm going an 8.
Coupons you're never going to use.
10.
Oh. What's that?
No coupons, 10.
No coupons, just receipt?
Keep your paper.
Yeah, right? And I fold them up and put them in my wallet. It's like, what is this? Automated call routers that make you enter your info like your date of birth or account number, which you then have to repeat once you finally get to talk to a person.
Oh, my God.
I don't get it. I don't understand it.
That system doesn't work.
I just told you.
Yeah. I'd rather wait on a hold for 30 minutes and then get someone finally.
Yeah, and then I'll tell you once I get to the end.
Exactly.
Then I'll let you know.
10. 100% yeah, 10. A 10.
I'm 10 on that.
9.
I'm a 10, and I always just keep hitting 0 until I get somebody.
That's a good move.
A 2, yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, what annoys you, or how far are you annoyed with a two-party political system? It's a 2. There's plenty of other people out there.
I mean, you can get 18 different flavors of Rice-A-Roni, but you only get 2 choices for president. That's a little odd to me, but.
No, you get as many as you want. There's all kinds of people running. It's just everybody looks at the libertarian guy and goes, well, that seems like a pretty good idea, but God, we're never going to win.
And weed's already legal. What else you got?
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Funny.
So we'll skip it. We'll skip it. One-ply toilet paper.
What is the point?
What are you doing? What are you doing? Intercom. that's who we work for. Hold on. What did I just say?
It amazes me when people steal the toilet paper from work and I go, it's one ply. Why?
No, you're using that for something other than its intended use.
Yeah.
You've got another thing in mind for that. How do we feel about music beds that just run out of
We already said 10 on that
10.
One.
10.
Oh,
I'm sorry, beds, I forgot. changing the clocks to and from daylight saving time.
Yeah, 2. My phone does it automatically. What do I worry about it?
3.
Yeah, it's a 1 for me.
It's a 2.
3. Oh, no. The only reason it's that way is because I forget about the 1 o'clock in like the guest bedroom or whatever. And then like weeks later, I'm like, oh, shoot, I probably should have changed that.
But the daylight saving time in its just the fact that it exists is more annoying than the changing of the clocks.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's like, why are we still doing this?
It's not necessary.
Yeah, it really isn't. We just do it and we just all go, you know,
okay,
all right, fine.
Lemmings.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLQC. Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now that you're at work, the fun doesn't have to stop. The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday commercial-free.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
So, hey, little Jess, who's contestant number one?
Brandy Harlow from the Southwest.
Ooh. Oh, hello, Brandy Harlow. What's your buzz going to be, please? Okay. And contestant number two?
That is Jessica Perez from the East Side.
Jessica, what are you working with today? As far as okay, good.
The other one wouldn't work.
Did it not work the first time you hit it? Did you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Spence is the judge who buzzes in first, and he shall not be questioned. We all know this.
That's right.
And Kayla is the asker of the questions. Here's question number one.
Kelly Clarkson and John Legend have teamed up to remake what Christmas classic? Is it Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Baby It's Cold Outside, or Jingle Bells?
Brandy?
Baby, it's cold outside.
Brandy says baby, it's cold outside. Truth, 71% less creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you really do look at the lyrics, you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Here, have another drink. Yeah. It's warm next to me. okay. We all understand what's going on here. It's not right. Yeah. This isn't how that should be. One zip, Brandy. Question two.
Which supermodel's ex just announced that he, at the age of 60, is engaged to a 21-year-old? Is that Elizabeth Hurley, Christie Brinkley, or Cindy Crawford?
Oh, that's got to be Jessica. Goodness.
What? Is it Christie?
Jessica says Christie, and by that we believe that she means Brinkley, and therefore... Yes.
Woo!
You didn't win anything yet.
No, not yet.
Well, actually, you did. No, you're getting a shirt just for hanging out, so that's good. And because we are tied heading to the all-important third and final question, we will just make this worth one gigundous game-winning point.
Trolls were ripping Selena Gomez on social media for wearing what? Skims, bell-bottoms, or just a bra?
Jessica again.
Is it a bra?
Quit Googling, you cheater. Is it just a bra? Dramatic pause. No.
Brandy, is it Skims or bell bottoms?
Bell bottoms.
Is it bell bottoms? If Brandy's right, she wins. If Brandy's wrong, we go to overtime. I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh,
is it bell bottoms? Dramatic pause.
No!
Overtime. We need you know what I realized? We need special overtime music.
I thought we did have overtime music.
We did for one point in time.
I think that's what's wrong.
It's Halloween, so let's do this. Or let's not do that. Does that not work? Okay, how about this one? There.
Ooh.
Overtime spooky music.
Ooh.
All right, guys. Still no Friends reboot, but which cast member says everyone is back in for some sort of collaboration? Is that Courtney Cox saying that or Jennifer Aniston?
Courtney Cox?
Well, I don't know who's blurting answers out, but nobody got called on yet.
I think I'm
still
Brandy.
Trying to figure out who got in first.
Yeah, it was Brandy, I'm pretty sure.
Do you think Brandy got in first?
Yeah, it's hard to tell with the two, but I think it was in before the
I'm sorry, how did it go again? Let's, All right, Brandy, which one is it?
I'm going to say Courtney Cox.
Is it Courtney Cox for the win? No! Jessica, is it Jennifer Aniston or Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston.
It's Jennifer Aniston! Congratulations. Well, you're both getting Chet Buchanan Show shirts, and that's pretty good. And then, Jessica, you're getting tickets to go see Terminator Dark Fate whenever you want to go see it once it starts running in theaters, okay?
Woo! Thank you.
Excellent. And Jessica Perez of the East Side. Hey, look at that. She's today's champion. All right.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The Chet Buchanan Show. It's texting time. Here's 98.5 KLUC's Big Fat Bribe, code word of the hour.
Your code word is BLAST, B-L-A-S-T, BLAST. Text that word to 72881 for your chance at $1,000.
For those of you who were here yesterday, Kayla was quite vocal about the word yesterday was sink.
Yeah.
And to end yesterday, so, and how did you do that?
Your code word yesterday was sink.
I don't understand why we can't have the same amount of emphasis put on blast.
Okay. So if you win $1,000, you're going to have a blast, y'all. There you go.
No, but yesterday the code word is, what was it yesterday again?
Sing.
So why can't today be?
Blast.
No.
I don't know, because it's not sing.
That doesn't sound like a blast at all to me.
No. Opposite.
But I don't, you're going to have a blast. There we go. Is that better?
What does a blast sound like? Now we're getting somewhere.
There we go.
So it's what?
Blast. Text that word to 72881 for your chance at $1,000.
We're going to work on the commitment, but yeah, you okay. know, what other, yeah, solid.
All right, thank you so much.
Text the code word to 72881 and good luck from 98.5 KLUC. Message and data rates apply. We'll text you back to confirm entry. This is a national contest. Please don't text and drive. The greatest person in the world.
Kayla wants to go first.
It involves Canada. This is the reason I want to go first, because I know you love all things Canadian.
I do, especially Ryan Reynolds.
But in Calgary right now, there were dozens of ex-Canadian military, retired military folk,
sure,
that were living on the streets. And they have this project there called Homes for Heroes, where they built a bunch of tiny homes in a community and then made it kind of a center for them, where they have rehabilitation and everything like that. I think it's absolutely amazing. So it's got all of these people off the streets, and they're rehabilitating them and getting them career training and everything. So to Homes for Heroes, you is
the greatest person in the world.
Lil Jess, what you got?
William Higham, he's a behavioral expert. Him and his team, I'm sure you've probably seen it, they developed a hyper-realistic dummy that they're calling Emma. And Emma walks and stands as if she has had an office job for the last 20 years, and what the effects would be like for someone who's not sitting properly, staring at the computer too long, all of that. So, I think it's really cool to bring attention to that, because all of those things are very important. I even see it in my mom now. Emma, the way Emma looks as far as her neck, and it's the way it's bent forward, that's what's happening with my mom.
That's bad stuff.
So it's very interesting. So William Higham and the behavioral experts and all the team, y'all is
the greatest person in the world.
I had not seen that. I'm going to go look that up.
Sitting is the new smoking. Your word.
That's what they say. Sitting. No, they do say that. Spence, what you got?
Well, obviously, it's got to be me.
Why?
Oh, sure. Win number 800.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up. I'd be ready for you, but I'm not.
828 times, and I remember them all like yesterday.
Sure. Well, we've played 828?
Total, 828.
And you won 800 of them.
Thank you for the ta-da. I want to shout out a couple people's names. I beat Eric Ripplinger for win number 400. Don't roll your eyes, Chet. I beat Alicia Silva for win number 500.
Falling asleep.
Gavin McPheel, well, he was victim number 600. And Danny Carros was loser number 700. adding to that list is Scrivo, Adam Scrivo himself, as Andrew. Loser Andrew. Yeah, he and his brother Andrew and Adam Scrivo.
The twins. Yeah, you can't tell them apart.
800 wins at Spence's Challenge. So, Spence, you is
the greatest person in the world.
So, talk about a real-life superhero. John Cena announced Monday on Twitter he is donating 500. Well, here, I'll let him tell you.
Hello, world. John Cena here. And as you may know, I have a movie coming out called Playing with Fire in theaters November 8th. You also know that right now, California is in dire straits. It is burning. It is under siege from massive wildfires statewide, which means our first responders are working around the clock, and they need our help. So, on behalf of Playing with Fire, and out of respect to the people that I truly believe are heroes, my response will be to immediately donate $500,000 to this cause. I wish everyone the best of luck. Please stay safe.
And by the way, he also asked Paramount Pictures, which produced the movie, to pick any charity benefiting first responders to receive his donation. And there you go. And hopefully they'll match it.
That's amazing.
In all honesty. Yeah. So, hey, John Cena, nice work.
The greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show's final exam.
All right, little Jess, who's on the phone, please?
Erica Vasquez from Summerlin.
All right, Erica, are you ready to take on Kayla, who might be the worst sound effects person ever?
That's not true. I'm maybe mediocre at best.
Probably true.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're mediocre at best.
Okay.
So, Erica, how about, can you do sound effects for a chainsaw? Starting a chainsaw.
Pretty
yeah.
decent.
Also, not unlike my first motorcycle.
Yeah.
Kayla, chainsaw.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
It's good?
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Round one, Kayla.
Yeah, I think Kayla won.
Round one, Kayla. That was really loud. Sorry. You have one?
Yeah, I do. The sound a burro makes when someone steps on his foot.
Hee-haw!
basic.
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. Say that again.
A burro, when someone steps on its hoof.
That was pretty good.
You know what? I could hear the pain.
Yeah.
I could hear the pain in Erica's voice. Round two goes to Erica.
Oh, yeah.
For the final. We know Kayla had trouble with this one earlier.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm losing you.
Hello?
Sorry.
Hello? Are you doing the sound of somebody whose phone's dropping out? Is that what you're doing? Is that what...
Yes, that's exactly what I was doing.
Well, you were awesome. Academy Award winning effort, really I think, impressive. Right there. How about this? Kayla had trouble with this one later. I want to see, or earlier. I want to see what you can do with this. A car driving down the street that backfires. Erica?
All right.
Why does everybody think that it sounds like a silent fart? Why? Yeah. Is that a girl thing?
Let me try.
Is that a girl thing?
I think that's a cartoon thing.
I think it's something. It's very quiet. Like you're driving a Prius and it's got gas.
So it's driving down the street and then backfires. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a tie, and I think in a tie, Erica wins. I think that's how it works. Happy place at Mandalay Bay. God. Congratulations. Thanks for playing our stupid game.
Thank you.
And everybody else, thank you for listening to our stupid show. We'll do it again tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Bye, everyone.
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.